Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the New York Giants, Mike McCormick. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Nuxhall covering, for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Temple reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Temple scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is hit by the pitch. Taylor moves to second. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the mound. Nuxhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a line drive towards third. Jablonski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nuxhall moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and has Thomas trapped. There's the throw to Hoke, who throws to McMillan, who tags Thomas for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell bunts towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCormick moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Reds. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Monzon now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McMillan strikes out. There goes Taylor. The throw from Thomas and Taylor is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-2 in the game. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson strikes out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Post hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bresud pinch hits for Ramon Monzont. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Reds. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-3 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoke bunts towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 3 in the game. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Spencer scores. It's 4-3, Reds. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's Giants, 4, Reds, 4. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas bunts towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive towards third. Hoke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Post takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Henrik pinch runs for Wally Post. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-4 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Don Hook. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henrik moves to third. Alex Grammas pinch runs for Ted Kluszewski. George Crow pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Ruben Gomez now playing left field. Jim Constable now pitchy. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henrik scores. Grammas moves to second. It's Giants, 5, Reds, 5. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for George Crow. Pete Wison and pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Dusty Rhodes now playing left field. Ruben Gomez now pitchy. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Henrik now playing third base. Alex Grammas now playing shortstop. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jerry Lynch now playing right field. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thomas bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-5 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rhodes. Bell reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson is walked intentionally. Bobby Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik strikes out. 2 outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-5 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 5. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-5 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Giants. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lynch. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Rhodes moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson is walked intentionally. Don Gross now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Don Mueller pinch hits for Valmy Thomas. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Wes Westrum now catching. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Brooks Lawrence. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 6, Reds, 6. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 6. the Giants will come to bat. Tom Acker now pitching. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3 for 6 in the game, with a triple and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jablonski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to second. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Connell moves to third. Jablonski moves to second. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 5 in the game, with two doubles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 6. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 6 in the game, with two doubles. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Thompson bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Spencer moves to second. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3 for 6 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Harris is walked intentionally. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to third. Harris moves to second. Raycat pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat hits a fly ball towards left. Taylor catches it and throws to Henrik, who throws to Robinson to double up Virgil. Spencer tags and scores. It's 7-6, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Kurt Barkley now pitching. Raycat now catching. Bobby Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0 for 1 in the game. Henrik strikes out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 6 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 6. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.